Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago today, in 1965, astronaut Edward White made history by becoming the first American to perform a spacewalk during the Gemini 4 mission. Stepping out of the spacecraft, he floated in the vastness of space for approximately 23 minutes, connected only by a tether. This courageous act not only showcased human bravery, but also marked a significant milestone in space exploration, paving the way for future extravehicular activities and inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 57 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today with a high near 77 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 59 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before noon, with a high tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Wednesday with a high near 86 and light southwest winds. Thursday brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 89. Friday sees partly sunny skies with a high near 84 and a higher chance of rain. Saturday is likely to be rainy and cloudy with a high near 75 and more thunderstorms possible. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Boston, the new late-night food truck program is set to launch, bringing food to those working late or enjoying a night out. Announced by Mayor Michelle Wu, the initiative aims to enhance the city's late-night offerings. A lottery for food truck operators will take place on June 6th at 4 p.m., with registration closing on June 4th. District 8 City Councilor Sharon Durkin called the program a win for small businesses and a great opportunity for entrepreneurs. Now on to sports. In a historic first inning at Fenway Park, the Angels made waves by launching 3 home runs against the Red Sox, marking a significant achievement. Zach Nato kicked off the scoring with a leadoff homer, followed by a 3-run blast from Mike Trout and a solo shot from Joe Adell. This was the first time a visiting team hit 3 homers in the opening frame at Fenway since it opened in 1912. Trout, returning from injury, celebrated his 10th homer of the season, while Adell added his 8th and 9th, showcasing their impressive offensive prowess. In local sports, yesterday evening at Fenway, the Sox fell to the Angels 7-6. Despite rallying with 6 runs in the 5th and 7th innings, it wasn't enough. Devers homered, while Gonzalez doubled to drive in 2 runs. Fitz took the loss, allowing a crucial homer to Adell. Los Angeles' powerful start, including 3 homers in the first, proved too much for the home team, leaving the Sox at 29-33. Tonight, the Sox take on the Angels at Fenway for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Ryan Baio, with a 3.83 ERA, faces off against Yusei Kikuchi, boasting a 1.52 ERA. First pitch is at 7:10, with clear skies and a pleasant 71 degrees expected in the Back Bay. In top news, in a surprising turn of events, Norwegian Grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, widely regarded as the greatest chess player in history, lost his temper after being defeated by teenager Gukish Damaraju in a Norwegian tournament. Following the match, Carlsen slammed the board and exclaimed, "Oh my God," before shaking Damaraju's hand without making eye contact. Damaraju, just 19 years old, capitalized on Carlsen's blunder during a critical moment, securing a victory that he admitted was not the way I wanted it to be. Despite no longer holding the world champion title, Carlsen remains a formidable presence, currently leading the tournament. In business news, a new wave of clear pricing is emerging in America, eliminating hidden fees and presenting all-in costs upfront. Major platforms like Airbnb, Ticketmaster, Booking.com, and StubHub have adopted this transparent pricing model, prompted by a recent rule from the Federal Trade Commission that aims to prohibit unfair pricing tactics. While this change applies mainly to live event tickets and short-term lodging, it enhances competition and aids consumers in making informed decisions. Clear pricing makes common sense, supporting better comparison shopping in a time where many people are financially strained. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $105,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $2,600. And Goetzis Maximus is up 9% to 13 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Mornings sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The United States military is exploring applications for the world's largest aircraft, the Windrunner, which is primarily designed to transport enormous wind turbine blades. Developed by Radiat in Colorado, this aircraft will have an impressive wingspan of 80 meters and a length of 108 meters, providing about 12 times the cargo volume of a Boeing 747. Radia notes that the Windrunner can carry oversized military cargo, including vehicles and even smaller aircraft. Its ability to land on short, unpaved runways could offer critical flexibility during humanitarian and combat operations. And in entertainment news, toy maker Mattel is merging its film and television units to establish Mattel Studios. The company aims to create content inspired by its brands, hoping to replicate the success of the Barbie movie. Robbie Brenner, president of Mattel Films, has been appointed as president and chief content officer, reporting to chairman and chief executive officer Anon Kreis. Notably, Barbie, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, earned over $1.4 billion globally. Upcoming projects include Masters of the Universe in June 2026 and Polly Pocket, along with animated series like Hot Wheels Let's Race. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and humorist Mark Twain. And he said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.